Amen. As Reverend McKenzie said, my name is Wyber Price, and my interaction with this community came some years ago. It was in the spring of 1988. I was a senior at Centenary College in Shreveport, Louisiana, and wondering where I might go next. My undergraduate degree is in biology, and my dream was to go to medical school. But God had been toying and towing and pulling in my life for a number of years. It was in that spring when I knew that I had one more semester. I was on the 4.5-year plan, you see. I had one more semester at Centenary College that I saw an ad posted up on the Centenary College Christian Leadership Center. It was then called Church Careers Bulletin Board for a youth director. A youth director at a church called Aldersgate in Slidell, Louisiana. William Peoples was the pastor at Aldersgate at the time, but word had already come out from the annual conference that William was going to be moving, and a clergy couple by the name of John and Carol Cotton Wynn were going to be appointed to be the pastors at Aldersgate. I remember answering that little post on the bulletin board in the hallway of the Smith Building at Centenary College. And soon a phone call came, and it was a call from John and Carol saying, "We'd like to interview you to be considered as the youth director for this coming summer, the summer of 1988. I remember traveling home to Morgan City, and then it wasn't much further from there to a place where John and Carol had been serving for many years, HOMA, that I went to an interview. And before they ever set foot on this ground as the pastors, they hired me to be their summer youth director. Actually, I arrived even before they did. For about 2 weeks, I was with William and Fane Peoples as the youth director here at Aldersgate, and John and Carol came shortly after. I remember moving the pieces of luggage in and out of, and the furniture in and out of the Independent Street Parsonage, is where the parsonage was at the time. I was living in the original parsonage. I was housed, I should say, in the original parsonage on Fountain Drive, not very far from here. As a single person, it was a large house and a great opportunity, and I can remember either riding my bike or walking, because at that time I didn't have transportation, from the Fountain Street house to here to be the summer youth director. It was a great summer of learning and understanding God's call in my own life. As I listened to the names that many of you shared just a few moments ago, there are many of those names that were lifted up who have gone before us, who helped form me and fashion me to who I am today. I went back to Centenary College for my last semester in the fall of 1988. Completing that, an invitation came as I was concluding that summer to come back in January to Aldersgate to help continue to nurture the youth program. So it was in January of 1989 that I returned to this place, continuing my work as a youth director. All this time, there were people in my life at this place who were influencing my understanding of God's call in my own ministry. And then one day, John Wynn hobbled down the hallway and he says to me, "I need you to consider applying for a scholarship." I thought to myself, well, you know, I'm going to go to med school eventually. That's my hope, my dream. He said, but you need to look at this. At the time, the Lilly Foundation, the E.I. Lilly Pharmaceutical Company, was doing what they called trial year scholarships to seminaries. And John had said to me several times, "I got something I want you to look at. I have something I want you to consider." Mainly to get him off my back, I filled out the application and sent it on in to be considered. Word came back that I had been awarded a scholarship to go to a United Methodist seminary of my choice, tuition paid for 1 year. All I had to do was get myself there and buy the books that were required for that first year. I remember loading up my, by that time I had a 1985 Ford Ranger pickup truck. I remember loading my little red Ford Ranger pickup truck with all my worldly possessions and driving to Dallas, Texas, to Perkins School of Theology at Southern Methodist University, thinking to myself, if this doesn't work out, I'll hopefully end up in med school sometime, and I'll be an educated layperson teaching a Sunday school class and a great church, much like this church, with a year of seminary under my belt. And that'll be a great gift. And then when I got there to Southern Methodist University, the Perkins School of Theology, your faces, your voices, along with others from my family, my paternal grandmother, John and Carol, and others who had been saying to me, you really need to explore God's calling in your own life. That came forth for me in new ways and possible ways that I never thought possible. So it is that I stand here today as an ordained United Methodist pastor in my 26th year of ordination. And as Tracy said, I now find myself in a new form of ministry as the district superintendent of the Shreveport District, looking at the way in which I got there. And your voices, your names, your faces are a part of what brought me to this place. So on this year 40th anniversary, though I wasn't here from the beginning, I was here somewhat in the first half, I thank you. I thank you for your cherished giving to hire a young 20-something-year-old youth director who knew little to nothing about what it meant to be in formal ministry and having trust and faith in me so that I could listen for God's call through your voices, through your faces, through your encouragement. You are a part of the reason why I am where I am today. And I give thanks to God for the gift of your nudging, your encouragement, your willingness to share so that others might answer God's calling as well. For that we are indeed blessed. Let us pray. Most gracious God, on this marvelous day, we honor you for the calling in each of our lives as found in our baptism, and for the way in which you have lifted us up so that we might hear, discern, and answer that calling again each day. Send forth your Spirit upon us that we might be truly faithful today and all the days ahead. Amen.